Welcome to Speak the Word Live with Pastor Joanne Ramsey. This is a program of prayer, encouragement, and discovering the power in Scripture. If you have a special need or desire healing in your body, call in now and let Pastor Joe pray with you and for you. Call us at 757-222-3705. That's 757-222-3705. Now, with today's edition of Speak the Word Live, here's Pastor Joanne Ramsey.
Hello, friends, and thank you for joining me again today. You are listening to Speak the Word Live, and I'm your host, Pastor Joanne Ramsey, and I'm really excited to be here today. And today I have with my special guest, Lois Gallo. Lois says that she has been fascinated her whole life with why people do the things they do, and she has spent, she says, much of her time studying to help people think right so they can live well. So they can live the abundant life in all areas of their life. This is what Jesus talks about in John 10:10. He says that he has come, that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but he comes to give you life and give to you more abundantly. And this is what our guest does so well today. And I'm just really excited to have her here because I know that she's going to share with us today some things that I really think is going to bless you. Lois has also authored 5 books. And actually, she's currently writing another one called The Galilee Love Walk, How to Hear from God Anytime and Release Heaven to Earth. And I really think that's awesome. She shared with me just a few minutes ago that she's working on a book, but she was not going to complete it until next year because she's going to be traveling to Israel, and she'll be walking to Galilee, the river there. And this is going to, I'm sure, inspire her even more in her writings. And I believe today that Lois and I are going to be covering a subject today that's really going to bless you. Welcome, Lois. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Oh, it's a delight to be here, Pastor Joe. I've been looking forward to this for a while and thrilled that the day is now here.
Maybe you want to give us just a little bit something maybe you would like to pop. Well, I'll tell you what. Today, let me just give you just a word about what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to talk about faith today, about taking thoughts, you know, thoughts that the enemy has put into your mind, maybe, you know, in Matthew 6:25-31, Jesus tells us several times there, he says, take no thought, you know, what you're going to eat or you wear. And he tells us that 3 or 4 times. And I think that when the Lord tells us something that we need to heed, what he says, if he tells us to take no thought, if he tells you one time, you know, I feel like it's really important. It's important. But when he tells you 2 or 3 times, it's really important. But before I begin today, I would like to remind you that this is a live program and we are here to minister to you. Both Lois and myself both are here specifically to minister to you. So please pick up your phone today during the program and give us a call anytime during the program if you'd like us to pray with you, or maybe you might have some questions. The number here at WKQA is 757-222-3705, or you can text us at 757-646-2456. I understand that sometimes people don't like to maybe call in, and you might feel more comfortable texting, but you can feel free to do that. And also, you don't really have to give us your name if you don't feel comfortable with that. Or you could use a fictitious name, you know. That's really all up to you. As I said before, my guest today, Lois Gallo, and we're going to be talking about faith and some other things. I want to read a few scriptures to you. We're going to talk about how to get faith, and where does faith come from, and how to turn your faith loose, and also faith for healing. There's faith for finances, faith for salvation. It all comes the same way. It comes by hearing. And I'd like to begin with reading how Jesus, what he has to say about the measure of faith, because everybody has been given a measure of faith, according to Romans 12:3. He says, he has given each of us a measure of faith. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. And I might add too, saints, that the measure that you were given when you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, it was more than enough to cause you to be born again, and it is enough to bring victory over anything the world can throw at you, and to call also that Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. As a matter of fact, let me back up here just a little bit. Where I said that the faith that you have been given when Jesus gave us this measure is enough to bring victory over anything that the world can throw at you. Maybe you could add some comments on that, Lois. I know that you did a teaching on living in victory, power, and love every day.
Yes, I wrote that based on 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. You know, when our mind and our thoughts all align with what God says about who we are and the life we're supposed to be living, it brings in, it increases our faith because we see God at work, and it brings that victory. We speak with power and authority that He's given us because we're speaking the word. And that's mm-hmm. what I love about your ministry name, yeah, speak the word. Yeah. Because I believe when we speak the word, we're prophesying our life. You know, we're speaking out what is going to come to us.
This is true. This is how you activate your faith.
Exactly.
Your faith is not really activated until you speak it.
That's true. That's true. And so whatever results you're getting in your life, just look around. If you're unhappy with that, then what are you speaking?
That's true.
And that comes based on what are you thinking, and that comes based on what are you believing. So it's really important to see, what does God say about you? Who are you to God? And who is He to you? Because we have false ideas of who God is. And if we think our God is too small, then we're going to have a pretty small life, and we're going to be stuck.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we have a caller in, didn't want to give the name, and that's quite okay. Could you share with me what I can help you with today? Hello, you're on the air. Can I help you?
Hi, Pastor Joe. It's so nice that I finally find your station.
Oh, okay. I'm so glad you found it.
Yeah. I do have a prayer. I always do. And I am asking for standing in agreement, praying for God's will be done in my life, and that my mind will be aligned with God's mind, and that no hindrance will stand in the way of my blessings. I'm praying for my job. I am still waiting for it. It's been over a month. Process of interviews. And I have an assignment to do for the last interview, but I hear nothing from them yet. I know it will come, and I'm standing strong, believing that the job is mine. The job is very significant because God will give me financial victory once and for all.
Amen, amen. Well, I would be more than happy, excuse me, to come into agreement with you. My guest and I both will, and I'm going to pray and come into agreement with you, okay?
Thank you so much, Pastor Joe.
Okay. Father, I just thank you so much. I'm just going to call you Jane, okay? So I have a name. I know it's not your name, but I'm going to call you Jane. But Father, God knows who you are. But Father, I just thank you so much for Jane. I thank you, Lord, for all your love, and I just thank you for surrounding her with your love. And Lord, I thank you that your word says that it is you, that promotion does not come from the east nor the west, but promotion comes from you, that you lift up one and put down another. So Lord, I ask you today to show Mary favor, or Jane favor, and lift her up in this job. I pray, God, that you will open a door for her, that and provide her with a job that you have so blessed her with. I know, Lord, that you have blessed her with many gifts and many talents, and that these gifts and talents need to be operating. So, Lord, I pray that that you will bless her with a job, that she will be able to actually use the gifts and the talents that you have blessed her with. So, Father, I come into agreement with her because you said, Lord, where any two people come together, as agreeing upon anything as it being done, it shall be done for them. So this day, Lord, I come into agreement with Jane. We come into agreement for the job, and we decree and declare that you will, that the door will open for her, Lord, and that you will show her favor. Father, I thank you now in advance for the job. And I thank you, Father, that you hear us always and that you always answer. So, Lord, I also pray for peace for her. I pray, Lord, that your peace will mount garrison over her heart and her mind, Lord, that she will actually be rest in you and know that once we pray, that you have heard this prayer and that you are have already begun working on the prayer. And all she needs to do now, Father, is just continue to give you the thanks and all the glory for what you've already begun to do. So, Father, again, we just thank you for her, and I just thank you for your blessings. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you. Thank you, Sugar. And you apparently know me, so you look up my phone number, toll-free number. Let me give it to you. So I'm expecting a praise report from you. That number is 855-505-2297 or Pastor Joe Ramsey Ministry. You'll find me and let me know how that goes, okay?
Okay, thank you, Pastor Joe.
Thank you, Sugar, and you have a blessed day.
And this is Eva.
Oh, Emma. Okay, Emma. You have a blessed day. God's already working on it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
God is good. He is our source and our provider, and he's the lover of our souls. So he wants nothing but the best for us. So
amen.
I speak that word into you, Eva. Receive his best for you.
Amen. Amen. I believe that's true, too. You know, excuse me. Hebrews 11:1 says that now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And verse 2 says, for it's talking about faith that the elders obtained a good testimony. It says, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. And you know, Lois, it's kind of hard to understand, but the Bible does tell us that now faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. So we can't get in unbelief and doubt because we aren't seeing any evidence right away, because most of the time I find that when I pray, sometimes I do get an immediate response, but a lot of times it's a process. But yes. It's having faith for things that you can't see. I can't see. It's like Eva just called for the job. So there may not be any evidence today or tomorrow, but if she'll continue to thank God,
yes,
the evidence will be there.
That's right.
But you have to do. It's like same thing with healing in your body. Mm-hmm. You know, when you pray, you must believe that God responded as soon as you prayed and that the evidence will come. The symptoms will go away. The evidence will come.
That's right. And keep speaking the word, you know, believing and thanking God. If you're in an attitude of gratitude, praise, and thanksgiving, and you're visualizing it's done and imagining that, then that just opens heaven so that heaven can move so much faster to bring it about or something better, you mm-hmm. know, than you can even imagine.
Amen.
So,
amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah, you know, it says, I've had a lot of people come up to me in my meetings, you know, and ask me to pray for them for faith. But you know, faith doesn't come that way, Lois. Faith comes by hearing and hearing from the Word of God. And so the only way that you're going to get faith is through the hearing of the Word.
Yes.
You know.
And something else, it just came to me this morning when I was thinking about this, is all the testimonies of the saints, the people around, of how wonderful God is in their life already,
yeah,
and the miracles that are happening. When I want a miracle for something and my faith feels a little shaky, even though I have the Word and I claim that, and that's the most important thing, to have everything lined up with the Word, I surround myself with people that have great testimonies of faith. I mean, I might even turn on the 700 Club or one of these other programs or listen to a radio show like yours and have people that are giving testimonies of how great God is and what he's working on, especially if people are being healed of the thing I want healed of, whether it's a spiritual or emotional thing or whatever need I have in my life. You know, I just love to be around people with that energy and so on.
I'm the same way.
Yeah. There was a pastor that mentioned something the other day that was amazing to me to think about, is that she would be so excited to pray for people, and she would pour her heart out in confessing God's word and believing and everything so strong with them up front. And And then they would walk away and they would say, well, I hope God answers. You know, they would have like, I hope he answers this time or something. And it was kind of a defeating thing. And she said, man, she's got to do the work. She just can't expect me to do all the work of praying. She has to take this on herself and thank God and walk in victory and faith, you know, saying it's done and I receive it. So if we don't receive it, how can God pour those blessings on us?
He can't, Lois. As a matter of fact, you know, I've prayed with, hundreds of thousands of people. Mm-hmm. And it, to me, it's always discouraging and disappointing, you know, when I pray with someone and I say, well, now, you know, that's taken care of. God is working on it. And they'll say, I hope so.
Yes.
You know, and so I know immediately that it's not going to happen.
Right.
And so I'm sad for them because
yes.
unless they can actually believe in their heart, you can pray for a person and God can show them will and can show them favor. But as you said, they have to receive it themselves. And when some, let me say this, those of you that are listening out there that pray and you ask somebody to pray for you and they pray for you, please don't say, I hope so,
yes.
because God always hears your prayers, mm-hmm. and he is going to answer. So when this person prays for you and they say, it's done, the Lord, it's done, whether it's in your finances or your health or whatever, and then you say, thank you, I agree with you.
Yes,
always,
yes.
It's so important that yes. you agree with that person, mm-hmm. that, you know, he said, come into agreement and it shall be done. Mm-hmm. So if they're praying with you, please don't say, I hope so, or I think he will, or anything negative, because when you do that, you will cancel out your prayer. I mean, you just wasted your energy. It just canceled it right out. Because, you know, the Lord tells us in James that let him who doubts don't think he's going to get anything from me because he's wavering. He's double-minded. So please, when someone prays for you or when you pray for yourself, you know, believe that God heard you too, because you have just, as a matter of fact, you're the best person in the world to pray for is yourself, you know.
Yeah, being open to God's will for you and God's best for you. You know, a lot of times we don't even realize that, you know, God is our Father in heaven. And think of us as a child and a father relationship. I mean, what good father does not want the best gifts for their children and to pour them lavishly on to show his love? And that's when we go to God with our prayer requests, he delights to answer. He can hardly wait to answer. You know, he's just tickled pink when we ask him stuff and we receive it.
And the larger request, the happier he is.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Amen. It is.
Yeah.
You said something, Lois, that I think I was reading in some of your notes about sometimes you think, you know, we were talking about putting limits on God, but mm-hmm. sometimes I think we think too small.
Yes.
You know, we feel like that God doesn't take our request as important, you know. And so did you want to talk a little bit about that?
Well, like you just said, I don't think we ask big enough prayers, really, mm-hmm. because our God is too small. I mean, I love that book in college, Your God is Too Small by J.B. Phillips. Mm-hmm. It's a classic. It's still available on Amazon. I just looked it up yesterday, and it's mm-hmm. amazing. But we have just God in a box. You know, we have him conforming to who we think he is. And, you know, the God who created the universe and all of us and did the amazing things that he's done, I mean, how can we think that our little requests are too big for God? You know, it's just we don't know who he is. When we know more about who he really is, then nothing is too hard. I mean, he spoke a word and this world came into being. So all he has to do is speak a word, and whatever we need in our life is way not too hard for him. So that's huge. So we just need to get a right view
mindset.
Of who God
I think
is.
We have to have the right
exactly.
attitude and the right mindset
right.
of
and,
who you are.
Right. And another thing is not expecting that God's going to answer in a certain way.
That's true.
You know, we can really put limits on God by thinking, oh, he's always done it this way and he's got to do it that way. But he doesn't always do it the same way for everybody and for you each time.
That's
he's
true.
He's a creative God, you know?
yeah.
And he really has a sense of humor, too.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
he likes to surprise and delight us. So I think we just just need to stay open to say, okay, God, I put this in your hands. I trust you with it. And I know that you're going to exceed my expectations. You know, that's what he says in Ephesians. You know, he does abundantly beyond all that we think or ask. And he likes to surprise us.
This is true. According to the power that's working in us.
That's right.
So we've got to have that power working in us.
For sure.
Let me remind you again that those of you that just tuned in, you're listening to Speak the Word Ministry Live. My guest today is Lois Gallo, and we've been talking about faith. Also, I wanted to remind you that it is a free call-in program, live call, free. there's a few free things, Rel. But it's a live program, and so give us a call here at WKQA. The number is 757-222-3705. Or if you would like, you could text us at 757-646-2456. And as I said earlier, you can text or you can call, and you don't have to give us your name, but you might want to give us some name. Because it's a lot easier to pray, excuse me, with somebody if you have a name to call in. Lois, I know personally that I've been healed of many things, and we were talking about sometimes things work in a process and not always happens overnight. You know, we were talking about now faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. I remember back in the 90s that all of a sudden my left arm, it wouldn't function. I couldn't lift it up. I couldn't even lift a glass of water with it. It was excruciating pain most of the time. But I prayed over my arm, and then I just began to confess God's word. Now, it didn't manifest right away. It took about 6 months, but it did get better. But even when the pain, when I would move and I would forget, because sometimes we're in pain and we forget, maybe it's not hurting, but we forget. And I would reach for something and, I'd feel that excruciating pain. And I would just lay hands on my arm again. And I'd say, Lord, I just thank you that when I prayed, you heard my prayer. I thank you, Lord, for every muscle, every joint or function the way you created them to. And I continued to do that for a period of months. And, just confessing God's word over that and thanking him for the healing. And one night I was called a minister down in North Carolina. It's like I said, it was back in the 90s, and I was ministering, and the pastor's wife was up singing. And when you were just praising the Lord and worshiping, and I was just lifting my hands, in agreement, with the Lord. But I was raising my right, I couldn't raise my left. And it was like all of a sudden I felt this hand, kind of tap me on the shoulder and tell me to raise my hand. And so I did. I raised my arm, and it's been raising ever since.
Wow, that's great.
I love it. My brother-in-law had a similar symptoms, but he had surgery, but I never had surgery on it. I just stuck with the word. You just take God's word and you apply it like a laser, and you just keep, God said that his word, he likens it. I was trying to think now what the scripture was where he says, I think it's Jeremiah, where he said he likens his word to a hammer, and he says his word is like a hammer that beats into pieces the rock of most stubborn resistance. And sometimes we run across those stubborn resistance in our lives. It could be in your health. It could be in your finances. It could be with some issues with your children. It could be anything. But sometimes it seems so big in your mind, in your imagination, But God said his word is like a hammer. And so if you would just continue to beat away, just speaking the word daily, just keep on. After a while, it will shatter. It will be gone. It'd be like Ezekiel speaking to the dry bones. He kept speaking and there they were.
Yeah, it's like the mountain. We make a mountain out of a molehill a lot of times. It keeps adding and adding, and it gets so big. And then we can speak with faith and even a grain of mustard seed and have that mountain cast down into the sea. I also think about pearls, how pearls are made. That's just a little grain of sand that gets into that oyster, and it's an irritation to the oyster, and it just grows and grows and grows. And it grows into a beautiful pearl. Sometimes there's irritations that can cause beautiful things to come, but the irritation itself has to be gone. The sand is no longer there. It's turned into a pearl. And I know that God can use hard times and frustrations to bring pearls and things out of it. But in the meantime, the word applied is what's going to turn it into a pearl. And that's pearls true. Are also a symbol of wisdom, too. So you're gaining wisdom through it all.
That's true. I totally agree with you. You just have to keep applying the word.
That's right.
Saints, there was another thing that I wanted to touch on today, and I do this quite often because I know that we have some listeners that maybe listen every time I'm on and some new listeners. So there are some things I like to continue to touch on. But a lot of people are not aware that when you pray and ask God for something, and then when you don't see any results in a few days, you pray and you ask Him again. And you don't really need to do that. And this is basically, we were speaking about that just a little bit earlier,
yes,
about how you can counsel out your prayers just by the by your words, you know, can counsel them out. But did you know that you counsel out your prayers because when you ask again, actually, in reality, what you're saying is that you didn't believe that God heard you the first time that you prayed. And this is the same verse that we used in James 1:6-7, where I just quoted earlier, where he said, "Let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like the wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind." He says, "For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord, for he's double-minded man and unstable in all of his ways." So I just want to express that when you pray, I'm not saying that you stop praying. I'm just saying that when you pray and ask the Lord for something, and this goes with getting other ministers too. Sometimes people may call me and ask for prayer, and then I'll call another minister and ask for the same prayer. And somewhere, you know, okay, let me put it this way. Say you prayed and you asked for something, and then 10 more times you pray. Well, you canceled them out, so you're right back to square one.
Yeah, really, it comes down to having a believing prayer, believing with faith. And that involves not only your mental mindset, but keeping the word of God with you, but it involves your emotions, mm-hmm, because it's got to be with our heart. And, you know, so if our mind and our heart and our desires and everything is like, God, answer this prayer. And I know that it's going to be amazing when you answer it. And I know that your word says, and, you know, you can quote all the scriptures that said, you know, the promises are going to come from you. You've given me this and I know it's your will. So let your will be done, and then receive that into your heart. Not just your mind, because your mind can play tricks on you. That's the doubting part. But if you get it into your heart, and even in every cell of your body, you know, you're feeling that. And then you can do the happy dance and say, thank you, God, you know, rejoice in thanksgiving. And that's where you're confessing that God loves you and He wants the best for you and His will be done. In the Lord's prayers, it says, you know, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we're just obeying Him by speaking the Lord's Prayer, by saying, okay, I know it's your will in heaven, so let this be manifest on earth in my life in this particular situation, that you may be glorified, God. So it's all about God, you know?
It is. It really is. And like Lois was saying, it's like you don't stop praying, you just stop asking. You know, for instance, you were, like I said, for instance, I was praying for my arm in those many years ago. And so I prayed for my arm, and a few days later, I don't have any evidence. I mean, the symptoms are still there. I'm in just as much pain, and I've gone through this, believe me, saints, numerous of times where I've received healing from God to where I would pray, and the symptoms would still be there. There would be no evidence that He heard me. But I would continue based on what His Word says, not based on the symptoms being there, not based on what I feel, but based on what God's word said. But He said, whatever I ask in Thy name, believing that I received it, He said it would be done for me. And He said in 1 Peter 2:24, by His stripes I am healed. And so I just go based on His word and not by that. And so, excuse me, you just continue to thank God, and you can use all the scriptures that you like, to thank Him for healing you. When I'm I would bring up a lot of scriptures on healing, you know, like, Lord, I just thank you that when I prayed, you heard me, that you've sent your word and it healed me. Based on your word, you said you've sent your word, removed all pain, sickness, destruction from me. I thank you, Lord, that according to you, 1 Peter 2:25, your stripes I'm healed. Anything that I can, but I'm not asking him. I'm just merely thanking him for what he's already done.
Yes.
And eventually, proclaiming it, yes. You know, declaring it and decreeing mm-hmm. it. And eventually, I can promise you, if you will do that, then the symptoms will go away and you will recover, whether it's in your body or maybe you might be speaking over your finances, the same thing. You're gonna get what you speak.
This is so true. So our words, we have to be careful with what we say, don't we? Just in everyday life. So we're prophesying our life with every word. Yeah. So let's speak God's word and his truth and align with that.
Yeah. You know, Lois, I hear people say, well, I've tried that for a few days and it doesn't work for me. And I want to say it is working. Because yes. You're getting exactly what you're saying.
That's right. That's right.
You know, whether it's in their finances or their health or whatever, you are going to get what you say. Because it says right here in Mark 11:24, it says, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you received it will be given to you. But he also says, if you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for. And in Mark 11:23, he says, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, he will have whatsoever he saith. Yes. He says, so therefore, you know, when you pray, believe that you received it and you will have it. So he says in that verse three times, he says, say. So that means you're going to have to say, you're going to have to say it three times more than what you're praying. Okay. You're going to have to say what you want.
Yeah, we kind of have to convince ourselves to believe it, don't we?
This is true.
I think it's getting from the head down to the heart. I think that's why we have to speak it. Because all of a sudden, you know, we can hear the words and then all of a sudden, oh, okay, I get it. You know, it takes us a while sometimes. But once it's in our heart, in our spirit, and we receive it in our spirit, I think that it's, that's when it's settled in our minds. And then that's when we can say, yes, okay, God, it's done. And then we have that peace that passes understanding that comes, and we know that he's working and he's answering. Amen. I wonder if you want to share, or if we should share about the way that God answered, at least for me, my prayer for a husband.
Yeah, go ahead.
We were talking about
I'm
that
I'm sure we have some
earlier.
Ladies out there. I know I've prayed for several ladies that would love to have a mate.
Yes. Well, I was a widow at one time in my life, and I had been single for about 9 years. And I was getting frustrated with the whole dating game out there, and it was not where I wanted to be. I just wanted to have my life settled. But, you know, I didn't want to just have a man for the sake of a man. I wanted a man after God's own heart, someone that God chose for me, because he knew me better than anybody else. And so there was one night I was just praying. I just cried out to God and just said, God, I'm frustrated. And I just vented everything that I felt. And I said, please, I want your choice for me. And he heard my heart's cry, and he spoke to me, and he says, I already know that. I already have someone on the way for you. And I'm going, oh, my goodness, how awesome. And he said, here's what I want you to do. I want you to write out exactly everything that you want in a man, you know, from physical to social, relational, financial, whatever. Write it all out so that when he shows up, you'll know this is the man I've chosen for you. So I did that. And then he said, thank me. It's done. So I did that. And so now for the next month or so, I walked around, and every time I happened to think, oh, I wonder if that man would be him. And I said, oh, no, God's not going to let me miss him. I don't even have to think about that. And I just thanked and praised God that he was already on the way. I didn't worry about it anymore. I turned it all over to him.
You cast your care.
That's right. I did. And I believed and I rejoiced. And I lived in a whole different spirit of expectancy and excitement. And I was happy with who I was and how I was living and knowing God loved me and cared about all my needs. And it was 30 days to the day when I actually met my now husband that we've been married for 17 years. It was a real miracle how that all worked out, because he was already in my life. We had been corresponding on the internet when he was over in France for about 6 months. And he was the last person I was just ready to give up, and I thought I would never meet him. But I got a new job. He moved back over to New Jersey where his home base was. And I got a job where I had to go up to New Jersey for 2 weeks for management training. And so we were able to meet and connect, and we knew God was doing something there. You know, like I always said, you know, I never had chemistry with anybody else, but God has such a sense of humor. He sent me a chemist, you know. So it was amazing.
He orchestrated everything.
He did.
And that's what God does, brothers and sisters. When he puts a desire in your heart, and you didn't say that, I don't think, but I'm sure that, yes. I know with me he did. He puts that desire in your heart for a mate, or maybe not only a mate, but other things. He'll put a desire in your heart because, you know, you are one, you know, when you became a Christian, born again, you became one spirit with him. And so his, you know, he says he gives you desires of your heart. And so his desires become your desires. And your old desires change, you know, the things that you probably enjoyed doing 10 years ago or 20 years ago that you don't like them anymore. You don't enjoy them anymore because he's given you new desires. And that one desire at that particular time was a mate.
Yes, yes.
You know, and then, but then you believed him, but you prayed and you wrote it down.
Right.
And that's another thing that the Lord impressed upon me back in 2005. Was to begin to write down the things that, you know, he would put in my heart and desires and things that he would give me. I call them little golden nuggets. And I would write them down and date them. And then I would confess that particular thing until it actually became a reality. Even today, here talking on the radio, doing this live program, or when I was doing my face-to-faces with Pastor Joe, whatever, these were things that the Lord put in my spirit that I continue to speak. Until, no matter, even in the natural, it was, it looked like it was an impossibility. In the natural, it was totally an impossibility. I wasn't in the right place. I did not have the finances. I did not have the education. I did not have the training. All the things that you need. But I've found out, I can't say that I've totally learned, but I learn daily that when the Lord has something for you, that he will equip you. You know, he even taught me how to use the computer. The Holy Spirit, you know, the Holy Spirit taught me how to use the computer. The Holy Spirit teaches me every day. He gives me new ideas. He gives me new thoughts. And he will you too. You know, if you just, like Lois was saying, I think when she cast her care of a mate onto the Lord, and then she just began to rest. Yes. Rest means when you're resting, that means you're not doing anything. You know, I mean, unless the Lord puts it in your spirit to do something, you just rest in that fact.
Right, right. You know, and what you just said is the process you just used about writing down what the desires are that God puts in your heart. To me, this supersedes any kind of goal setting, dream planning thing that the world ever teaches you how to do. Because if you write it down, God puts that desire in you, then you confess it. And you visualize that is done and that you're living in that. I mean, that is how you get aligned with all the divine connections and everything that God wants to bring into your life. He will equip you, like you just said. He teaches you, gives you skills, gives you partners, brings everything around to make the impossible possible so that it comes into reality. I mean, I just even think of the fact of us sitting here talking right now. That's another example of a divine connection.
Uh-huh.
You know, because God put certain things in both your heart and mine.
Mm-hmm.
And we walked in obedience, and we went to that meeting where we both met. And the funny thing was, you know, I think of the Holy Spirit symbol of wind. It was a very windy day that day.
Yeah.
And so I had to go into the ladies' room at the country club to go freshen up my hair before I walked into the meeting. And that's where we met.
Yeah.
And it was only a few minutes of talking where we had goosebumps. And at least I know I did. And I said, I know this is a divine connection.
Yeah.
And so that was really amazing.
It's amazing because the Lord will always make sure that you're in the right place at the right time.
That's right.
Because he says that he's the one that's directing our steps.
Exactly.
If we allow him to. Mm-hmm. He will direct our steps. And if he's directing my steps, and I used to confess this, Lord, I thank you that you're directing my steps today, so I declare that I shall always be in the right place at the right time. You know, and we were in the right place. He brings supernatural divine connections across our paths all the time. You know, all the time. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, this is so true. We just have to stay aware and open and looking to see and hear God. He is speaking to us all the time. You know, a lot of people say, oh, I wish God would speak to me. Well, hello, this is God speaking. Hello, I'm right all around you. Can you hear me? Can you see me? So we have to pray for eyes to open and see. So the more we have the Word of God in us, the more we see. You know, and I think God speaks to us in simple little things. I mean, nature, you know, little critters that show up. I'm a critter person and a little nature girl. I love all the little things that show up. But to me, it's like love notes from God. It's like kisses from God when I have little creatures show up that are so cute, you know, or funny, even bugs and stuff that are funny, or lessons. Like the other night I was watching something on National Geographic, and it was a whole nature creation, how amazing it was, and how they all work together, and even the food chain, and how they have to keep going all up and down the food chain just to keep everything working the way it does. And it's totally amazing, God's order, God's creativity, and even his sense of humor, the way he makes these funny little creatures and things.
There's little things that he just shows you that he's paying attention.
Yes.
And that he's got his eye on you.
Yes. Yes.
You know, it's those, I can think back that I think about the large things that the Lord's done for me, but I focus a lot on the small things, mm-hmm. the little things that most people would just go, would not even realize they were from him. You know, I remember back years ago, I was sitting in a restaurant with a friend having lunch. It was a buffet, and I like vinegar on certain things. I'm a true Southern girl. And so had some greens or something. I wanted a little vinegar, and I never asked for it. But I was sitting there thinking with this friend of mine, I was thinking, you know, this sure would be better if I had some vinegar. And about that time, the lady walked past, and she said, would you like to have some vinegar?
Oh, wow.
You know, and another time, I was driving through McDonald's on my way to work. It was when I was working as a chaplain in down in North Carolina. And I would ride through, and they had a new person working. It wasn't a new person. I had just moved to this place, and I think it was like my first or second visit through this McDonald's. And I drove through, I think, to get a sausage biscuit or something, a sausage biscuit, I think. And she asked me, do you want cheese on it? And I didn't think it was a strange question. And I said, no, because I don't ever want cheese, you know, on it, you know, anything like that, because I only serve as American cheese and I don't like American cheese. But she said, do you want cheese on it? And I said, no. And when I drove through the window, you know, to pick up my order, she said, she had this puzzled look on her face, and she says, I don't know what caused me to ask that question. She says, I've never asked anybody that before. She said, but I just felt like I needed to ask you if you wanted cheese on it. You know, and a lot of people would just chalk that down as just a coincidence, but it wasn't a coincidence. God knew I didn't want cheese on my biscuit.
Yeah.
And of course, we became good friends, the lady that the windows, because I used to drive through a couple times a week. But it's the little things, brothers and sisters in life, that, as Lois was saying, that we have to stay in fellowship with the Lord, and we have to be obedient and follow him when he gives us. A lot of times we'll ask the Lord for something, and then he'll in turn give you some things that you need to do, you know?
This is true.
You know, and I've had that happen before, and I held up a blessing for myself for 2 years once because I was praying for something, and the Lord was going to give it to me. He gave me three things to do. This was back in the 90s also. Mm-hmm. And I did two of them, but because of fear, I guess I didn't trust him all the way, because the enemy had put this spirit of fear on me so strong that it was almost like paralyzing me. And I couldn't do the third thing that he asked me to do, but I did do the two things he asked me to do. And eventually, when I did the third thing, it took me a couple of years. I was ministering in the jail one day, and I was given this testimony. And I said, you know, I was to the inmates, I was talking about how the Lord had blessed me. I had prayed that, you know, this particular bill would be paid off, and some other portions to it that had accumulated before I became a Christian in a previous business. And the Lord told me he would pay it off, but he gave me three things to do. And like I said, I only did two. And as I was giving witness that Sunday morning and telling inmates about it, the Lord spoke to me very clearly right there in that cell. And he said, he would have given it to me immediately had I done the third thing.
Wow.
You know, so I waited. It was my own fault that I had to suffer. I had to suffer in agony for two more years, feeling guilty and all these other feelings that the enemy puts on you simply because I didn't trust the Lord enough to listen.
Yes, fear really does keep us from so much. You know, fear fights faith. It just cancels it out. And walking in fear, that's a lot of what's going on in our mind. Like you said, the devil's attacking us, and all the fears and the misbeliefs or the not trusting is all part of that. You know, we trust someone when we have a good relationship with them and when we know their character is one that we can trust. So if we're not trusting everything God is telling us, then that shows us that there's something about God that we don't know. We don't know him well enough to trust him. And we have to sometimes we have to remind ourselves, we have to go back over our lives and look at how God has moved and how he's answered and remind ourselves to build up and stir up that faith in us so that we can say, I remember. Oh yeah, I trust you. You came through here. You've always been faithful. So I can trust you with this, you know, and to just move forward no matter what.
Start bringing back to your remembrance like David did, you
yes.
know. I think about that sometimes. I remind myself of that when David, that's what he did. He recalled, you know, how the Lord, you know, how he'd slain the bear and how he slain the lion and all of that. What he was doing is he was calling those back, those victories back,
yes.
which they gave him the courage, to do what he did with Goliath. You know, he was just yes. calling on those past experiences, and that'll increase your courage.
Yeah, that's true. That's what we need. Courage,
past victories.
Boldness, confidence to walk ahead in what God has called us to do. And, you know, the fact is that if we're stuck somewhere, you know, just like you were mentioning, whatever we're resisting is probably the point where we need to reverse that, turn that over to God and say, God, I realize I'm resisting. I'm not obeying you there. This is something that I'm unwilling to do or unable to do in my mind. But since you've called me to this, I turn it over to you. I ask for your wisdom, your courage, your strength, and even others to come around and support and help me to get over this resistance. Because you know that that is going to be your point of salvation, so to speak, as far as is making something come to pass, making something come out, whether it's a dream, whether it's a prayer request, whatever it is. So,
yeah, I totally agree with you. you know, friends, let me remind you again today that we're here today, my guest and I, Lois Gallo, we're here to encourage you in any way that we can. If you need prayer, if you have any questions today, please pick up the phone and give us a call. The number here is 757-222-3705, and we would love to hear from you. Or you could text us here at 757-646-2456. And we would just love to talk to you and answer any questions that you might have, or we would love to pray with you. Maybe there is something that maybe the enemy has put a spirit of fear on you. Well, you know, it's a spirit, and all spirits are subject to you, according to Luke 10:19. He says he's given you the power and authority to tread upon the scorpions and the snakes and to put the enemy under your feet. And he said that, you know, but don't boast in the fact that the spirits are subject to you. So the spirits are subject to you, every spirit. You know, fear is a spirit. Trying to think of
Confusion, frustration.
Depression. They're all spirits. And you can speak to those. And if he's hounding you with a spirit of fear or doubt or confusion, give us a call and we can pray with you, and we can actually cast it out. The Bible says you can, And the Lord also tells us that His word is always followed by signs, wonders, and miracles. So I know that those that are listening today are getting a word that is going to set them free in some areas of their life. And I would like to say this too, in hearing from the Lord. You know, the Bible tells us, you know, we were talking about hearing from the Lord and being obedient and doing the things that He asks us to do. The Lord tells us that you know the voice of the Good Shepherd. So He says you do know. A lot of people say, well, you know, they'll tell me, well, how do you hear from God? I can't hear from God. I don't hear from God. I can't hear from God. And you need to stop saying that.
Yes.
Stop
yes.
saying I don't hear from God. Stop saying I can't hear from God. Because as long as you continue to say I can't do something or don't, it will never take place. But instead of saying, I can't hear from God or I don't hear from God, just begin to say, Lord, I know your voice. I know the voice of the Good Shepherd, and I refuse to follow the voice of a stranger. And Lord, I'm listening. This is your servant, Joanne, and I'm listening to you. Please talk to me. Just please share with me whatever you want to share, you know. And he will talk to you. He's talking to us all the time. The line to heaven is always open. But with everything that's going on in our minds, with the everyday activities and the things that we're so busy with, you know, things we watch and hear, and with the enemy, it drowns him out. But he is speaking to you.
Yeah, see, our minds are crowded and busy. So if we intentionally set some time aside to say, God, how are you speaking to me? How are you directing? What do you want in my life? Then expect an answer, then He will give it to us. And He speaks through our minds. He will put words in our minds. He will put feelings in our spirits. Even sometimes you've had maybe a gut feeling or a reaction or intuition or something. Mm-hmm. That could be the Holy Spirit trying to speak to you, trying to get your attention, either to protect you from something or to lead or direct you to go over there, speak to that person or help that person or turn here or do something. So, that could be part of it. So there's lots of ways that God can speak. So I would go and find out all the ways that God can speak to you and open your mind to receive all that and just be totally aware. It's like turning the frequency. You've tuned into this station, radio station today, but if you had your dial tuned 1 degree off, you would be on a different station or you'd be hearing static.
That's true.
It's the same way with God. You're so close to His frequency, you just need to tune up a little bit of fine tuning just to keep your ears and eyes open to hear and see what He's up to.
This is true, and I've heard Andrew Womack give this example many times because I listen to him a lot. I think he's a great teacher. But he used the illustration of like the airwaves or something in the room, you know, where the TV or the radio or something, it's always on. You know, when you go in and turn it on, it's not when it comes on. It's always there. It's just always on. You just have to turn it on. But it's kind of like with God. He's always on. He's not the one that turns us off. We're the ones that turn Him off.
That's
by
true.
Not listening to Him. But if we're listening to Him, He's always talking to us. And it wouldn't hurt to welcome Him either, you know, when you begin your day in the morning. You know, you can just start out with just welcome the Holy Spirit, you know, into your life and welcome the Lord, you know, into your life that day and ask Him for guidance and ask Him to help you in making wise decisions and good choices today, you know. And Lord, just, you know, I just trust that you're going to be with me today and I'm going to need help in this and that. And just talk to Him and you'll find that your day's going to go a lot smoother because he's always got your back, you know.
That's true, and He's always waiting for you to speak to Him, and so that hopefully you'll listen when He responds. It's a dialogue. You know, prayer is a dialogue. It's not just us, oh, please, God, please, and begging and stuff, or even just making our request known. It's listening to saying, okay, if you're asking me a question, if you want an answer, I've got one for you. Do you want it? So, you know,
yeah,
we have to listen.
We've got to listen. And, you know, we have to speak too. You know, the Bible says that we reign on this earth as kings and priests. And Jesus is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. So who do you think He's king of? He's king of us. We are king. He says in Revelations that we are, you know, in this world as kings and priests, that we rule. And when a king speaks, people pay attention. You know, so you know you have to say with your mouth what you believe in your heart if the word is going to work for you. And this is what we were saying earlier. So important that you speak and get your mouth and your heart aligned. As a matter of fact, I did a series not long ago called The Heart-Mind Connection. And you have to get your heart and mind lined up. The Christianity is really called the Great Confession, because confessing is actually three things. Confession is stating something we believe. Confession is declaring something we know to be true. And confession is proclaiming a truth we've accepted wholeheartedly, you know. And, of course, we know that we confess it. We can decree and declare a thing. It tells us in Job, I think it's Job 28, or I believe it is, but he says that you can decree and declare a thing, and he will establish it, and his light will shine upon it. In other words, we have to speak. God has given us the ability. He's made us speaking spirits, Lois, and it's up to us to speak what we want.
This is true. This is really true. And I had a lady at my church that just gave me and all of us such a wonderful gift by writing out some of the verses into declarations that we put our name in it, and we take it on as us. And I'm just sharing this with you as a method that could really help you, especially in taking charge of your thoughts. You know, from 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3 to 5, for example, it says, "For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take every thought captive to make it obedient to Christ." So to take the word of God and to turn it into declarations that are empowering for you to declare every day, here's just an example of taking this passage and pulling it out, saying, "The mind is a battlefield. The battle is for my thought life. I demolish every thought not in agreement with what God says about me. I take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ. I am fighting this battle, and I am winning. I choose to believe God and trust God by speaking words of life and hope and truth." And so on. You know, you can take the verses that have to do with your mind or whatever area in life that you need to get victory over, and go to those verses and put yourself in there and declare, "I declare this is true, that God says this, 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 and I take it on, I believe it, and I'm walking in the power of that," just like I demonstrated.
Amen. I totally agree with you. We're about to run out of time here, so let me remind you again that you are listening to Speak the Word Live with Pastor Joe, and my guest today is Lois Gallo. I'm going to give you the number just in case you can call in, but 757-222-3705. And if you need something once the program's gone off the air, you can reach me at my ministry number is 757. Where is my ministry number? It's not 757. It's a toll free number. It's 855-505-2297. Ben, we will be back here again on the 9th, but I'm going to ask Lois if she would share just a little bit about her website, because I have been over there. I've downloaded a lot of the material that she has, and it's stuff that I really believe that will minister to you, and I believe that you can probably even print them out, can't you?
Yes, you can. If you go over to everydayfaithlessons.com, everydayfaithlessons.com, you'll see there's a link on my blog about living in victory, power, and love every day, which is a course I put together and I've taught to several groups. So you can go there to my blog, or you can go to the programs under the programs tab, and you can find that program there, and just opt in and I'll send that right over to you.
And okay, maybe you could give them a phone number, because I know that you were telling me that you were going in the process of, you do workshops.
Yes.
Where you teach, you know, people about their positive thinking and the right thoughts so that they can live the life that God designed them. So they can get in touch with you and you could give them more information about the workshop?
Sure. It's 757-672-6746, and that's also on my everydayfaithlessons.com site. Thank you, Joanne.
Okay, you're so welcome. You know, it's really been a pleasure talking to you again today, and I really, I pray before I come on the program and always ask the Holy Spirit to, Holy Spirit, just let you, you know, you just take over the program and you just work through my guest and myself to speak whatever you put in our spirits, because I don't know who all's listening, but I know that the Lord will always put something in our spirits to speak to you, that if you are listening, that will minister to you. Also would like to remind you again that I do come on here every morning at 7:45 a.m. Monday through Friday on Speak the Word. It's not live, but it still it comes on, the program comes on every day. Also wanted to remind you that I will be back with you on the 9th of August, and my guest will be Doris Robinson. She is from the Lynch Station area, which I'm assuming is around Lynchburg, Virginia. I'm not familiar with Lynch Station, but she says it's close to Lynchburg. But anyway, she's a powerful woman of God, and I know that you're going to be blessed with that. And I thank my guest today for being here with me today, and I just pray that the Lord did speak to you today and give you a word of that encouraged you. And thank you again, and we'll see you.
Speak the Word Live with your host, Pastor Joanne Ramsey, and presented by Speak the Word Ministries. Feel free to contact the ministry toll-free at 855-505-2297. Speak the Word.